Baltimore County will soon prohibit most landlords from rejecting would-be tenants simply because they use housing vouchers, also known as Section 8. WYPR's John Lee reports that the Baltimore County Council approved the controversial legislation last night, and that the vote went straight down party lines.
The four Democrats on the county council voted for it. The three Republicans voted against it. And here's how hot this issue has been. Democratic Councilwoman Kathy Bevins, who was publicly undecided until she cast her yes vote last night, says she has had police protection at her home since Thursday after officers told her about social media threats. And Bevins says her office was inundated with hundreds of phone calls.
And people just kept referring to this as forced Section 8, mandated Section 8. That's not what it is, folks.
Bevins says this is the most misunderstood bill in her 9 years on the council. Bevins and other council members who voted yes reinforced that the legislation will not increase the number of housing vouchers in the county and that landlords will still be able to reject someone with a voucher for reasons like bad credit. The council amended the legislation so that in some circumstances, property owners who own only a handful of apartments would not have to accept vouchers. The idea is to make life easier for the mom-and-pop renter so they don't have to deal with the red tape that comes with Section 8. And while Democratic Councilman Izzy Patoka voted for the amended legislation, he was not happy with that change.
We're having two sets of rules where one set of property owners can discriminate related to source of income, and another set of property owners can't discriminate.
Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski had warned the council not to change the legislation. That's because the original legislation is part of an agreement with the Department of Housing and Urban Development that settled a discrimination complaint against the county. Olszewski was concerned a watered-down version would not fly with HUD. After the vote, Olszewski said he thought the amended legislation would get HUD's blessing.
So my understanding is that the amendment is consistent with existing language that's in federal and state law, and I believe that the intent and the spirit of the amendment is in line with the spirit of the overall legislation.
From the outset, the three Republicans on the seven-member county council opposed the voucher legislation, arguing property owners should be able to decide if they want to take part in the government program. Last night, when it was clear that the Democratic majority would pass the bill, the three had little to say. Republican Councilman David Marks did tell council members why he was voting no.
I just think we can achieve equal opportunity through a robust strategy that includes more than just this, that includes transportation, includes education, and many other factors without sacrificing the liberty and rights to private property that are the foundation of our republic.
Supporters of the legislation said allowing landlords to reject people because they use vouchers is discriminatory. They also said if landlords have to accept them, that would have the effect of spreading voucher holders around Baltimore County, breaking up pockets of poverty. Currently, most voucher holders are concentrated on the east and west sides of the county. Baltimore County now joins Baltimore City, as well as Howard, Frederick, Anne Arundel, and Montgomery counties in passing legislation that protects people using vouchers. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
The source of income legislation will take effect 45 days after County Executive Olszewski signs it into law. An Olszewski spokesperson says that could happen this week.